learned one thing today, Cheese. It's that cheerleaders and high explosives don't mix.
You couldn't play that again, Mac.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, buddy. You're a genius.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how come I can't get my VCR to stop blinking 12 o'clock?
So what'd you guys think?
Hey, hold the phone, hold the phone.
Come on, please. Joe, it's your mom.
Oh, it's mommy.
That's so nice.
Wow. So, what did you think?
Well, that was, okay.
It wasn't the best.
That was one of the worst things ever. And not just on TV.
What are we going to tell him?
Well, the lighting was okay.
Oh, no, you don't. You got lighting last time. Lighting is mine. I have costumes.
Oh, great. That means I'm stuck with... So we were watching you in there, and you were sitting right here. Whoa!
What are you going to do, Phoebe?
I don't know. I can't lie to him again. Oh, no, I'm just going to press my breasts up against him.
And say nothing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, well, my folks really liked it. So, what did you guys think?
Wasn't that good.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
That your favorite animal says very much about you.
What, you mean behind my back?
Oh, hi, you guys. Oh, my God. You're never going to believe what happened to me today. I am sitting in my office.
You guys! You're not going to believe what my agent just told me.
Joey, kind of in the middle of a story here.
Oh, sorry. You finish.
Okay, so anyway, I'm sitting in my office, and guess who walks in?
I'm going to be on 2 TV shows.
Oh, that's great! Joey.
Oh, you weren't finished?
Yeah, guess who walks into my office is the end of my story. It's Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren walked into my office.
Rach, you're going to start another story. At least let me finish mine.
It's the same story.
Wow, it's really long.
Anyway, Ralph just came in to tell me that he's so happy with my work that he wants me to be the new merchandising manager for Polo Retail.
Oh.
Still get a discount on wedding dresses?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Well, these really are the days of our lives.
What?
Well, since you ask. They want me back on Days of Our Lives.
God.
I get a big pay raise.
Oh.
I'll be playing Drake Ramore's twin brother, Stryker.
I get to hire my own assistant.
What? I got a head rush from standing up too fast.
And you were at this job for 4 years?
That's right.
Okay, well, this is all very impressive, Hilda. I just have one last question for you. How did I do? Was this okay?
What?
I've never interviewed anyone before. I've actually never had anyone work for me before. Although when I was a kid, we did have a maid, but this isn't the same thing.
No, dear, it's not.
No. Yeah. And I know that. So. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in. It was nice
thank
to meet you.
Good meeting you.
All right. I'm a total pro.
Hello?
Well, hi. Yes, I'm sorry. The models are actually down the hall.
Actually, I'm here about the assistant job.
Really? Okay, well then. All right, we'll just have a seat there. So what's your name?
Tag Jones.
Uh-huh, go on.
That's it. That's my whole name.
That's your whole name. Okay, of course it is. Okay, well, let's just have a look-see here.
I know I haven't worked in an office before, and I really don't have a lot of experience, but...
Oh, come on, now, what are you talking about? You got 3 years painting houses? 2 whole summers at TGI Fridays?
It's lame, I know. But I'm a goal-oriented person, very eager to learn.
Okay, just hold on a second, please. it's for human resources. Everybody has to do it. Would you just stand up, please?
No. Hey.
Anyway, I should go. Okay. Hey, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie. So what was the thought of the whispering?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Secret? Married people aren't supposed to have secrets between one another. We have too much love and respect for one another.
Aww. But still no.
No, I'm serious. We should tell each other everything. I do not have any secrets from you.
Really? Okay, so why don't you tell me what happened to Ross junior year at Disneyland?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
If you tell me, I'll tell you what Phoebe said.
Okay. So, Ross and I are going to Disneyland. And we stop at this restaurant for tacos. And when I say restaurant, I mean a guy, a hibachi, and the trunk of his car. So Ross has about 10 tacos. And anyway, we're on Space Mountain, and Ross starts to feel a little iffy.
Oh, my God. He threw up?
No, he visited a town a little south of throw up.
No.
Yes, some of the employees decided to rename the park the crappiest place on Earth. So what was Phoebe's secret?
Nancy Thompson from Phoebe's old massage place is getting fired.
That's it? I gave up my Disneyland story for that?
That's right. You lose, sucker. Please still marry me. Chandler, you have an assistant, right?
Did she call? You told her I was sick, right? Always tell her I am sick.
No, I just don't know. How do you decide who to hire? I mean, I've got it narrowed down to two people. One of them has great references and a lot of experience. And then there's this guy.
What about him?
I love him. He's so pretty. I want to cry. I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do.
Come on, you know what to do. You hire the first one.
You don't hire an assistant because they're cute. You hire them because they're qualified.
Uh-huh. No, I hear what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. But can I just say one more thing?
Mm-hmm. Look how pretty.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Oh. But no. No, you can't hire him because that it's not professional. This is for me, yes?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll hire Hilda tomorrow.
Dumb old, perfect for the job, Hilda.
Let me see this guy. Wow. Don't show this to Monica, and don't tell her about the wow. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Terry.
Nice to see you again.
It's been a while, yeah. Huh? Well, it's funny. These halls look smaller than they used to.
It's a different building.
So, striker amore, huh?
When do you want me to start?
Why don't we start right now?
Okay.
Here are the audition scenes.
Audition? I thought you were going to offer me the part.
Why would you think that?
Well, it was Dr. Drake Ramore, Stryker's twin brother. Who looks more like me than me, right?
Everybody has to audition.
You know, Terry, I don't really need to do this. I got my own cable TV series. With a robot.
I'm sorry, Joey. That's the way it is.
Well, I guess you think you're pretty special, huh? Sitting up here in your fancy small hall building. Making stars jump through hoops for you, huh? Well, you know what? This is one star whose hoop... This is a star that the hoop, this hoop.
I was Dr. Drake Lamore!
Hi, Tag. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to come by and thank you for not laughing in my face yesterday. And I noticed there aren't any plants in your office, so I wanted to bring you your first. There is a plant in your office.
Kinda.
And that was there yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got it the same time I got that one.
Right. So I guess I shouldn't put good at noticing stuff on my resume.
Oh. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm guessing you hired somebody.
Well.
Gotcha. Thanks again for meeting with me.
But I hired you.
What?
Yeah, you got the job. You're my new assistant.
I am?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Me either.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Oh, big hug.
Really?
No, handshake. Wow, okay, well, let's get started. All right, first thing I need you to do is go downstairs and find a woman named Hilda and tell her to go home. Hey, good, you're home.
Oh, it's always nicer to hear than, oh, crap, you again.
Hey, I made you a surprise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tacos. Ever since you told me that story, I've had such a craving for them.
Did you not understand the story?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner. Huh. You know? Hey, what's that? Dinner stuff? You making dinner?
No.
Shh. What you got over there, tacos?
No. They're ground beef smileys.
Those are tacos.
Excuse me, Mr. Mexico.
Either way, I'll pass.
Still can't eat those.
What's so funny?
Not laughing?
Nancy Thompson's getting fired.
Okay. I have food poisoning. It's not like I chose to do it. It's not like I said, what would make this ride more fun?
You're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I should be laying down papers for you.
How could you tell her? I had to, okay? We're getting married. Married couples can't keep secrets from one another.
Oh, really? Well, I guess Monica should know about Atlantic City.
Dude!
What happened in Atlantic City?
Well, Chandler and I are in a bar.
Did you not hear me say, dude?
And this girl is making eyes at Chandler. Okay, so after a while, he goes over to her, and after a minute or two, I see them kissing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Chandler's not the type of guy who just goes to bars and makes out with girls. And you're right. Chandler is not the type of guy who just goes to bars and makes out with girls.
You kissed a guy? Oh, my God.
In my defense, it was dark and he was a very pretty guy.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
Oh, so hard we had to throw out your underwear again?
Whatever, dude. You kissed a guy.
Joey?
Yeah?
Do you think your favorite animal says a lot about you?
No, because goats can't talk.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Ooh, how's Hilda? Is she working out?
Oh, my new assistant is working out.
Yes.
Was she happy you gave her the job?
Oh, my new assistant was very happy that I hired my new assistant.
Lou. Oh, hey. Can you hang on a second? It's the producers over at Mac and Cheese, if you'll excuse me for a minute. Hey. Funny you should call. I was just looking over next week's script. Canceled? Like, they're taking it off the air? Oh. All right. I'll see you Monday. We're not even shooting them anymore? All right. Bye. They canceled Mac and Cheese.
Oh, Joey, sorry, Joey.
Why would they do that? It was a good show, right?
Your
tell secrets? Okay, okay. In college, Ross used to wear leg warmers.
What? All right. Chandler entered a Vanilla Ice look-alike contest and won.
Ross came in fourth and cried.
Hey, I welled up. Oh, is that funny? Oh, you find that funny? Well, maybe Chandler should know some of your secrets, too.
I already told him everything. You shush!
Once, Monica was sent to a room without dinner, so she ate the macaroni off a jewelry box she'd made.
Ross used to stay home every Saturday night to watch Golden Girls.
Monica couldn't tell time until she was 13.
Of course it is.
Chandler, one time, wore my underwear to work.
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't think of any more for Ross.
Oh, in college, Chandler got drunk and slept with a lady who cleaned our dorm.
That was you.
Whatever, dude, you kissed a guy.
I can't believe this. Mac and Cheese was a great show. How about that scene where Mac teaches Cheese how to yodel?
Oh, yeah, I actually liked that part.
How could this happen to me? Yesterday, I had two TV shows. Today, I got nothing.
Well, wait a minute, what happened to Days of Our Lives?
Well, they might be a little mad at me over there.
What happened?
Well, maybe I got a little upset, and maybe I told them where they could go.
Joey, why would you do that?
Because they wanted me to audition.
You? An actor? That's madness!
Rachel Green's office.
Tag. Hi, who is that?
Nobody. I was just practicing. Hi, Rachel Green's office.
You must be Hilda. Yeah, this is Tag. Tag, this is Phoebe. Phoebe, can I see you for a second?
Phoebe? Mm-hmm. That's a great name.
Oh, you like that? You should hear my phone number. Okay. I'll be right back. So, you hired yourself a little treat, did you?
I know how it looks, Phoebe, but I'm telling
you... No, but you know you cannot get involved with your assistant.
Yes, I know that. I know that. And I know that hiring him was probably not the smartest thing that I've ever done. But I'm telling you from this moment on, I swear this is strictly professional.
Yes?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
Cute assistant. What's his story? Is he like...
Gay? Yeah.
Hey, Terry. Joey Tribbiani. Surprised your big head could fit through our small halls.
I gotta go, Joey.
Wait, Terry, look, look, I'm really sorry about before. I mean, I was an idiot thinking I'm too big to audition for you. You gotta give me another chance.
I can't help you, Joey.
Wait, Terry, please!
Look, I just lost my other job, okay? You have no idea how much I need this. Please, help me out. For old time's sake.
This poor guy's been in a coma for 5 years. It's hopeless.
It's not hopeless. Dr. Stryker Remori's a miracle worker. Look, here he comes.
Good morning. Drake, it's your brother Stryker. Can you hear me?
And cut.
I'm back, baby!
You know, in my defense, there was no glitter on the macaroni and very little glue.
And in my defense, the cleaning lady came on to me.
You have no trouble telling time now, right?
No.
Quick, what time is it?
I don't know. Time to get the guy, maybe? What are you laughing at, Pampers?
You know when I said that because we're getting married, we should share everything and not have any secrets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid. Let's not do that.
Oh. Absolutely.
I'm on board.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm. And we should keep all the stuff we told each other secret from everybody else.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go hang out with some people who don't know the Space Mountain story.
Then I'd steer clear of Phoebe.
Ma'am?
Yeah, not that you would, but I wouldn't hang out with all the guys in my office.
Hi.
Do you have a minute?
Well, yeah, sure. What's up?
I got asked out twice today while I was at lunch. By guys.
Really?
Yeah. Did you tell someone that I was gay?
Oh, did you not want people to know that?
No, I'm not gay. And I especially wouldn't want you to think I was gay.
Why is that?
I don't think I should say.
Oh, you can say. Come on, I don't want you to feel like you can't tell me things.
Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
I'd love to ask out your friend Phoebe.
Yeah, she's gay.